It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. And when you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the peoples. So I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary peoples and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. But the topic of tonight of the show is whose promise can you trust? And we're going to come from Michael chapter 7, verse 7. And the topic of the show will be, whose promise can you trust? And we're going to come from the King James Version of the Bible tonight. We usually, I usually put out a disclaimer that, you know, I'm coming from the Bible Aid Bible, so that helps you to understand the scriptures better. But tonight I'm going to come from the King James Version Bible, so I want everybody to know that I do read the King James Version Bible. And so I'm just putting this out of disclaimer that I'm going to read from the King James Version scriptures, and so that everybody can get an understanding that I do read from the King James Version Bible, and I also read from other Bibles also to get a better understanding of the Bible. But I'm going to open up with a prayer, petitioning God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help those that hold themselves to discouragement of the heart and free their guilt of discouragement. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to go to a short break. And after these short breaks, we'll be right back with the show.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be shy. We gon' give him praise.
Now enter into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. This ain't alive, this is something that me content. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. Okay. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Right. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs. No. Read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bogey. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me, and that's why I love him.
cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Yeah, go ahead, I get that Lord praise. Yeah, pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, go ahead, I get that Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. The soul of Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants but can't stop God's favor. See God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. He can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord. He did more. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet.
Everybody know, yes, everybody know, everybody know, everybody know.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Come on.
Everybody know, everybody know, everybody know. Jump, 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 jump,
regular love, you will not grow healthy in life. Without someone to see the life there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intentions, but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anyone's promises. I like to go on Facebook and look at some things people post on their comments so that I can see how people think and how people don't care about each other no more. Well, I ran across this picture of a woman and a baby in this pool. Somebody had tagged this video and made a comment, how could she do this to this baby? The first thing I thought was, what now these people are doing to these kids? So I tap onto the video, scared to see what was about to happen. This lady had her infant baby in the pool with her, holding the baby up out of the water. I think the baby was no more than about 1 year old. The baby may not was 1 year old. It was an infant. I said to myself, this is about to get ugly. About that time, I said that in my mind. She put the baby in the water, took her hand off the baby. The baby submerged down in the water. I could see the baby just sinking deeper and deeper. I got mad at that point. About that time, she reached down and grabbed the baby and brought him up. The baby crying for his life. Then she told the person that was shooting the video he was about to start to come up. See, the person who was shooting the video was yelling, get him up, get him up. So then the mother laid the baby on his stomach in the pool. Boy, I was mad and cursing to myself now. See, I usually don't curse. But now I'm out of control in my heart looking at this, knowing something about to go wrong. I said to myself, how cruel this woman can be to this baby. The mother still had the baby on his stomach in the pool. And she took her hand off the baby. I saw the infant head go under the water. Then I saw the most remarkable thing. That little joker took his head and held it up out of the water and started moving them little arms and started threading the water. I jumped up and said, that joker is swimming. At that point, I had another viewpoint about life and that mother. Instead of being angry with her, I want to say, thanks for taking your hand off of him and letting people see. Sometimes in our life, we're going to have to learn how to hold up our head and deal with life. Use this as an illustration how we need to hold our head up when people let you down in life. By cheating on you with your best friend, telling lies on your job about you, getting you fired, taking you and abusing you physically and mentally. Recall what that baby done not to drown. Hold your head up. And start moving those arms so that you don't drown. When people take their hands off you, and people are going to make promises and would like the power to carry them out, that's when you take control of the situation, just like that baby did. If a baby could make a decision to live, why can't we make a choice to not let life take us down to the bottom? And we will not try to swim to save ourselves from this world of people having no good intention to helping you, but to let you sink because their life has no hope or inspiration in their life or motivation to do anything with their life. Keep these negative people out of your life. When they see you sinking, they will not reach down and pick you up and help you to get back to the top of the water. Build confidence in God's promises. How do you develop trust in Him? You learn as much you can by reading the Word of God and meditating on what you read every day. Your kids' consideration deserves your most careful attention you have. Because, excuse me, their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to, is you. So they work hard to impress you. But we get tied up in everybody else's problem and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy, but you let your problem affect your child's dreams. When you look into your child's eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go, because that's what you will put in them. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't discovered yet about yourself. So please put it not into your kids, but put it into your strength so you can outrun any bad situation in life. Children are like young plants that develop and thrive when nurtured regularly with love and attention. See, they need water and sunlight to grow, just as plants do. Love and attention lay a firm foundation for your child to develop and become responsible and mature adults. So they start to act out because they don't have anybody to see their greatness. That's when they start to wonder, do people really care about me? So condemn serves as a sign that it's no helper. It's pointless. So they try to take charge of their life. At this time, we're going to go through a break. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. Oh, you alone, your God, and oh Him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King.
Who fell from grace? He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up then. Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has come.
National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe. host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. You listen to the Ministry of Motivation. You just heard God Didn't Give Up on Me. And before then, you aren't going alone. So the topic of the show tonight is Who Promised Can You Trust? And we're coming from the scripture of Michael chapter 7 and verse 7. Life is just like a bully. Every day he see you, he's going to pick on you. So you have to fight him every day. But each time you fight him, you begin to learn something about him. You learn how to defend yourself and what you need to do to get prepared how to fight him. Eventually, he's going to get tired of you fighting you because he see you're not getting scared of him. And you continue to grow and getting stronger and stronger. And his threats is getting weaker. See, now the role is reversed on him. See, but he's getting scared of you. And he don't want you to realize that. But as you continue not to back down and keep fighting that person or that thing in life, you will surrender. It will surrender. See, that's the law of life. See, real peace has eluded us to think realistic. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain to love. See, you will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from the world, but to give your best to the world. So you must search your mind so you can find your heart. See, hope don't require no explanation. So you must imprisonment anything that contradicts your potentials. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. Start with self-commitment and how to put strength into your confidence. See, only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in life. Become dissatisfied with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence and become displeased with your destination. See, only you could add a step in the walk of life. Become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decisions. It only hinders you from receiving your blessings. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. You must work on yourself. Monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. See, most of your pain is self-chosen. See, knowing your purpose, kill that word, but. But is a dream killer. But is an argument for your limitation and an excuse to keep your limitation. But master your skills of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. See, procrastinating is the stealer of time. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. See, getting unstuck make the mark how you have the power to change your life. Unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. Stop holding people accountable for your deep-seated damage, heart. See, embrace transformed attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life of love. That sets you on a greater journey looking forward to. See, empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. See, the strong will always oppress the weak, and the rich will always exploit the poor. No matter how strong they are, there is a limit to what they can do. See, we have disadvantaged peoples are trapped in an unfair world. We work tirelessly to reap a just reward for all our hard work. See, injustice dominate our lives and dictate it will always be this way. Because sometimes we don't make something work at that time. That don't mean you failed because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your results. You must have patience and the will to keep going. See, bad impulse dominate our lives and forbid us to see clear. See, we embrace in the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. After these breaks, we're going to take a short break, and after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation and listen to Hip Hop Nation Radio.
You are the force. The prize that is my goal. Oh, you are the wind lifting me to victory. The vision of my youth, my dream when I am old. Yeah, 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 yeah. There is lifting in the wind.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me.
See if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. You're listening to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Holy Spirit. And before then, you heard Manly. And the song before then was that you God alone. But gospel community, I would love to hear your music on this show. So upload your MP3 player at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We look forward to hearing your music and playing it on our show. So give us that opportunity to play your music on our program right here on Hip Hop National. That's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. You know, I say, you know, every day is a new day. I have to say to myself, I can enter the race of life, and I can be a winner in life. I heard somebody the other day say, tired of trying. I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thoughts pattern. Sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain into love. You will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Stop catering to your weakness. Take back your control. If you stumble, get up and move forward. Unleashing your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Measuring yourself against other people because you don't have fears. You have other people's fears what have been implanted in your mind. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's dirt. So your story start out like a blank sheet of paper. As you fill the blank sheet with decisions, actions, and experience of life that shaped your individuality and personality. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. Ask yourself, who changed the world? A powerful message of hope and comfort has affected lives of people earthwide. See, I haven't left no footprint on the sand of time, but your everyday life has influenced your whole heart and mind in your gentle grasp. You can transform hate to love. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. Tonight, I would like to end the show with a prayer, and I would like to say I had a great time for people out there. But the gospel community, we would love to hear from you and your music. We would love for you to upload your MP3 music to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And we can play it on your program so people can listen to it and get feedback. We would love to hear your music, so please upload your music. Okay, for right now, I'm about to end the show with a prayer. God, I would just like to come to your throne and say how much love that you have given us from your heart and from your son to show us how much you care about us and to let us know who promised we can trust and we know it's yours. This I pray in your son's name. Amen. Everybody have a good night.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.